And what I mean by that is, I was telling them, you know, my dad had like $2,000 on the inside of his account. They were saying that, oh, anything in the account, if he dies, the company keeps it. I said, move the money on the outside, they wouldn't do it. His health got worse. He was in the hospital 4 times, Denise, over a 6-week period of time with bad infection in his leg. Now, I told him, you know, it came to a point, I finally made a decision, you're going to move my, I'm going to move my father. So I called and I reported to the state, and I called St. Mary's Nursing Home, which is now Ignite, there in Blue Springs, and I worked it out with Christina. My mother had been there previously, and good, kind people that I could see. Here's the problem. I have full power of attorney over my father, and now I have the medical power of attorney when he legally signed it. Here's what has happened. I have a niece who has committed fraud because Uncle Stu got arrested. Matter of fact, your police department illegally arrested me, and I'll just make it quite frank, if you want to see the videotape evidence that I have, where I'm calling the police reporting being stalked. The problem I have is I'm a federal whistleblower, ma'am, and I caused a lot of national scandals that were involving my former father-in-law, Leonard Millman. It turned out to be the Bush-Clinton crime syndicate, crime member, high level. I caused Silverado Savings Loan, I caused Lincoln Savings, put Keating behind bars. I nearly had Neil Bush going for laundering $12 trillion of narcotics, Iran-Contra drug money at Silverado, which my ex-father-in-law owned. I caused the Denver International Airport scandal, the HUD scandal, bank bailout, the list goes on. I have a website, StuWeb, StuWeb.com. Now, on that website, you will see that I've been a targeted individual for a long time by the FBI number 5, an illegal shadow government within the government. You can go on the front. You can see my credentials. I was written about in mainstream press when I was held as a political prisoner and locked up with 1,500 Iran-Contra players and people that busted John Gotti, people that busted Louisiana governor, all this. And I was even evaluated by the government shrinks and said there was nothing the matter with me and there was no wrongdoing that they had evidence of. And the federal judge that finally was moved on to the case dismissed the case and screamed at the prosecutor for wasting $750,000 of the taxpayers' money, begging the court not to dismiss with prejudice, of which the judge did, apologized to me on behalf of the court and on behalf of the government, and said I should seek counsel for what they had done to me. Well, as a whistleblower, nobody wants to represent you, pretty much. Now, here's what the deal is, and the reason for the call is, one, I was being stalked, and that's not about the decision whether you drop this or not. This is FBI targeting me, and that's okay. I'm glad it happened, because now I have the evidence who filed it, because I'd been taking videotaped evidence of these individuals. What she had done is bumped into me. I had her in the parking lot, and I could play the audio tape now of the conversation to the police department if you wanted to hear it. It is on video, but here's the point. During the day that I was illegally, falsely arrested and had to bond out for $160 on supposed careless driving and harassment charges after calling the police and so forth, and turned out to be an FBI agent, Division Number 5. Now, here's the reason for the call. On that day, I have a niece who's a control freak, and she, I believe, just embezzled money from my father. I made the police report on it. She definitely committed fraud. She went over, because the day before I was arrested, Rachel Trask is her name, she co-conspired with one of the girls there named Kelly Wilson that works at the nursing home to get a medical power of attorney signed by my father. Now, I hadn't had him sign a medical power of attorney yet because I wanted him totally coherent. He was not coherent the day before I was arrested, wasn't there on the day I was illegally arrested on the 26th on a Friday. But I turned around and I waited because a nurse named Brett, male, we were talking about him. Oh, yeah, he's getting better. He's getting more coherent. He's getting better. He's getting more coherent. The day after I was arrested, I went over there and he says, Rachel told me you were in jail for drunk driving. She lied to Grandpa. He's in jail for drunk driving. He's been there a long time. I had called her sister to bail me out, the only niece I will talk to between the two of them. And that's her sister, Sarah. It was about 10 o'clock in the evening. I got bailed out. Are you still with me, Denise? Okay. Rachel goes over and commits fraud and gets a fraudulent medical power of attorney signed when he was not coherent. My power of attorney, full power of attorney over him, states that if he's not coherent, he doesn't sign anything. He wasn't coherent. Now, Brett, the nurse, observed this. We talked about it. It was a few days later, on the 30th, he was totally coherent. And I talked to him and said, Dad, are you coherent? And we talked about different stuff, and I wanted to make sure he was okay. And he was. So I said, okay, I got a medical power of attorney. I need you to sign. I've waited for you to be coherent. Brett said, oh, yeah, he's coherent today for sure. I said, good. So I asked the nurses if someone would witness, and they said, oh, no, we can't do that. So this head nurse had been kind of hanging around the door of his unit that he's in over the previous few days since the false arrest. She'd been hanging around there. I said, may I borrow your pen? She says, I said, what for? I said, I'm having him sign a medical power of attorney. May I borrow your pen? She was hesitant. I said, listen, I'll just go in my car and get a pen. So she hands me her pen. I had read it to him. He signed it on his own. He's totally coherent on that day. Now, I turn around, and the next day, I was being kind to the nursing home. And I bought a power cooker and an air dryer for this nursing home because I bought one for the other one. Don't use microwave on any food if he wants to change up. I keep him frozen food. He likes meatloaf and fish. And at the other nursing home, you couldn't visit him. I had to sit in a ski suit with a walkie-talkie and talk through a window all winter long. I was there every day since October seeing my father. I'd been at his nursing home when I lived in Independence and had to drive out three times a week to see him. These two granddaughters that have co-conspired with the mother, my sister, in taking medical power of attorney illegally, and she did, she committed fraud. She committed an act of RICO because I think she's embezzled the money because the other nursing home, Oak Grove, was under state investigation, and so was this one, and still is, as far as I know. They say they don't have any prosecutorial ability, only reporting. They're worthless. Now, here's what she did. She committed fraud. Now, I made a police report on this, and I want her charged on it. And I want the Kelly Wilson charged at the nursing home. That's what I'm asking for. They illegally committed fraud. And on Thursday, after buying a power cooker, taking it in there, because the older gal running the kitchen remembers my mother that was there at that nursing home. And she came up, hey, Stu, you remember me? Anyway, I asked her if she had a power cooker, and she said no. So I bought him one. Now, on that morning, I'm being told by a Mindy, let me get the correct name. Her name's Mindy Edelman, Eddleman, a general manager's, it says, general manager's, tells me that I have to be under observation in order to see my father. I said, what did you tell me? Yes, there's going to be five of us observe you, and you have to do it in the lobby when you come visit your father. I said, you're crazy. Where in the hell did this come from? I'd leave. The next day, I came in, and I said, my sister's playing a game here, and her daughter. They think that they've done something, some kind of fraudulent game here. So I brought in an additional power of attorney. I have full power of attorney. And then upon my death, my sister would take over. I have the power, according to my attorney, to remove her from that, which I did. And I put on my former Colorado prosecutor, friend, attorney. I put her on here, Cynthia Tep Turner, attorney at law. And I give you her phone number, Greeley, Colorado, etc. I put her on as the assistant in the event of my death. And I did that, not sure, the other day, but I got to type it out and have it notarized. Now, she's been removed. I want to prosecute it. I went in on Friday to just hand the nursing home the paper showing my sister had been removed and the attorney appointed. And they said, you're banned from here. I said, pardon me? You're banned. You can't come in to see your father anymore. Because of this fraud that my niece committed and did. I haven't been over there since. I found an attorney to sue the nursing homes and the whole bit. But I haven't been able to get in there. I want her charged with fraud or whatever you can charge her with. Because the FBI, not FBI, but the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Attorney General, and of course the state, where I turned them all in, said, it comes back to you, the prosecutor, and the police department to do your job and file charges. Can we get that done, please?
Okay, so you filed a police report?
I filed the police report, and I give you that number right here.
I don't need it.
Okay.
So if you filed a police report,
I did yesterday. I did yesterday with a Mr. Gibson, Officer Gibson.
Did you write tickets?
Pardon me?
Did they write tickets?
No, he said it would take a while to investigate. Could be up to 6 months, he tells me. I said, look, police investigate in 1 to 2, 3 days and you're done. And you got charges.
Not necessarily.
So I don't want to, look, this is every day the government, ma'am.
It can take a moment.
I know, it could take a few days. I understand that. Being a whistleblower, believe me, I'm digging on nursing homes right now because I've talked to Ken Buck, or my attorney used to work for Ken Buck. That's a congressman with oversight, former prosecutor in Greeley, Colorado. I was on the phone with her aides, her former colleague that works for him, an attorney. We're going to cause nursing home abuse. I got local TV right here. Believe me, they all know who I am, these TV stations. They know I'm a whistleblower. I can go down there, and I've got friends in each station. They'd be out standing in front of Ignite. They'd be out standing in front of the police department, City Hall. What's going on? All I ask for is to do your job and prosecute so I can start going back in to see my father as well, please. That's
okay,
all I ask.
So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to give you my email address.
Okay, hold on.
And I'm going to ask that you put all this in writing. And when I get the email, I will see the prosecutor. I think she's coming in tomorrow or Friday.
Okay.
And then put the police report number in there as well. And I'll pull the report and give her all the documentation, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I have a question. I did have a recording here. I have been recording everybody lately. Could I send you a copy of this recording for the email of what I described to you, what happened?
Yeah, you sure can.
Okay, let's do it that way. That way I don't have to write it out, and it's recorded. You have it, and of course the police recorded me on everything yesterday and asked me questions. All I want is to be able to get control back over my father, have these three people, this Kelly Wilson and Rachel Trask, for sure to be charged.
Rachel Trask.
It's my niece. She lives in Blue Springs.
I know that name.
She used to sell real estate. Now she peddles mortgages. She won't.
Yeah, I know her.
Why, did you take a mortgage out with her?
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, I'll send this to you. Give me an email.
It is D-A-M-E-R. I-N-E.
Wait a minute. Okay. D-A-M-E-R-I-N-E.
Yes.
Okay.
At bluespringsgov.com.
Bluespringsgov.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll send it to you. That
way
you got
thank
between
you.
That and the conversation with the police, I think you know what I want to do. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.